staff who keep us on our toes. Thank you. This is Paul speaking. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you've believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it is I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed.
Good to see everybody this morning. As you can see, we've got a boat, and we've got some special things in here, I think. Who wants to have one of these? They smell good. Let's go for this one down here first. There we go. How about that? That's great, isn't it? There we go. Do you want that one? No. I think we want one over there. Okay, here we go. So good. So we're going to run around with these? No, we're not. That'd be good. Okay, who wants to join me in the boat, though? Could you come down the front of the boat here, down this end? You're welcome to come in. I'm getting in. And there's lots of space here. So, there we go. Everybody pile in the boat. That's good. You have to sit down. You got to sit down.
Oh, my gosh, that's cool.
That's cool. Look at this. Just sorting out my fish here. That's really cool. Okay, you need to sit down. Yep. Everybody has to sit down. We can't. You don't want to sit on this end because I got fish hands. That's it. Everybody sit down. That's cool. You can come over here. You can come and sit over here if you want. That would be really cool. Now, I've got a treasure chest here. And there's some treasure in it. Ah, but I'll open the treasure chest afterwards, and there might be a surprise. So you'll have to pay attention. Surprises for those who pay attention, okay? Now, we are celebrating a day today. What's that day we're celebrating?
Easter.
Easter, we are. We're celebrating that Jesus is alive. And you know, one of the great things was that Jesus appeared to lots of different people after he rose from the tomb. And one of those people was Simon Peter. Do you know what Simon Peter's job was? He was a fisherman, which is why we've got a boat and why we've got some fish. Actually, I think we need to try Andrew's skills again, don't we? Here we go.
Hey!
That's good. Well, that's it. Well, Simon Peter went out fishing one night after Jesus had arisen from the dead. And he went out with various different ones of his friends. He went out with Nathanael and Thomas. And he also went out with James and John. And then there were two other disciples who went with Jesus. They were all fishermen. And they didn't know what to do. So Simon Peter said, look, I'm going fishing. So he goes fishing in the night. It's dark. Can you imagine what it's like fishing in the night? But he goes, and do you know what he catches? Nothing. He doesn't catch a single fish. None of them catch fish. And they're really fed up. If you've been awake all night, what does it feel like? You feel really tired, don't you? Really tired. And you yell at your sisters. Yeah, yeah. There's a confession. We can have some absolution after this. Yeah, they went fishing. They caught nothing. And they were coming back towards the shore in the morning. And the sun was just beginning to come up. And there was a mist on the lake. It was just on the lake, right across. It hadn't cleared. The sun hadn't burned it off yet. And the light was just coming out, but there was just this mist. And as the two boats were coming towards the shore, they couldn't see what was going on, but there seemed to be a man on the shore. And he was standing there. And actually, he had a fire going. It was really amazing. And John said, there's something going on the shore. What's going on over there? And Simon Peter looks up to see who it is. And they still can't make it out. And then the voice comes all the way from the shore. That man shouts and calls across. He says, children, he says, have you caught any fish? And they say, no, nothing. And then he says, the voice from the shore, he says, you might want to put your net on the right side of the boat. Well, what do you think Simon Peter felt like halfway through the night when he's really tired and he's exhausted and somebody's telling him to put the net on the right side of the boat?
He yelled at him
to stay,
but he's crazy.
Oh, there seems to be a trend here. He yells at him, he says, because he thinks he's crazy. I think Simon Peter probably thought, what? Who's this on the shore telling me what to do? But then Simon Peter remembers something. He remembers 3 years ago an experience he had when somebody told him to put the net on the other side of the boat, and he caught the hugest, biggest catch of fish you could ever imagine. The boat's nearly sank. So some of the disciples were just about to yell to the man on the shore to say what they thought about him, and Simon Peter said, no, let's just do it. Let's just do it. Let's just put the net on the right side of the boat. So they dropped the net down into the water. And there was like, it was weird. I got to tell you, it was like weird. There was like a vibration or something. It felt like there was an earthquake under the water. Whatever it was, there was just this feeling. And they were all nervous. And they said, well, let's pull up the net. So they pulled the net. And it was so heavy, it was amazing. They pulled and they kept pulling. And then suddenly all these fish flicking everywhere, fish everywhere. They were pouring into the boat. There was over 153 fish there were. They counted them later. They poured them into the boat. And then John stood up on the boat and he looked across and he said, it's the Lord! And Simon Peter, before Simon Peter even thought about it, he jumped off the boat. He was right up in the air. And then as he came down into the water, he just caught the smell of the charcoal fire on the beach. And just as it hit him, that smell, as he went down into the water, he remembered that the last time he stood by a charcoal fire was when Jesus had been arrested and they'd beaten him up and they were taking him and taking him away. And Simon Peter was standing by the fire warming his hands and it was dark. And somebody came up to him and said, you were with Jesus, weren't you? And Simon Peter said, no, I wasn't with Jesus. But Jesus was his friend. How could he do that? And then somebody else said, I recognize your accent. You're from the same place. You were with Jesus. And he said, no. Second time you said no. And then somebody else said, I've seen you with those other disciples. You were with Jesus. And Simon Peter said, no way, no way I wasn't. And then suddenly it hit him. He said he didn't know his best friend 3 times. And he ran out of the courtyard. And he cried and cried and cried because he felt so bad about it. Well, he was needing some breath because he was under the water, you remember. He's swimming. And he comes up out of the water and grabs some breath. And the boat's near him because they're going to the shore as well. They're all so excited because they think it must be Jesus on the shore. Anyway, they get to the shore, and as they pull the boat up, Simon Peter runs to Jesus, but he doesn't really know what to do. He's feeling awkward because the last time he saw Jesus. Anyway, Jesus says, he's already got some fish. He's already cooking fish. He probably needs another one. Here. Jesus says, Simon, bring some of your fish. So he brings another one. Anyway, starts to cook the fish. And then what Jesus does is he gets some bread. And he lifts up the bread. And he breaks the bread and blesses it. And as he does so, Simon Peter remembers the last time he saw those hands blessing bread was when he was at the supper with Jesus. And Jesus broke bread and he said, this is my body given for you. And he took some wine and said, this is my blood shed for you. And he handed it out to all the disciples. And he said, one of you is going to betray me and all of you are going to run away. And Simon Peter said, not me, Jesus, not me. I'm not going to run away. And Jesus said, before the cock crows 3 times, you will say, Simon Peter, that you never knew me. And we know that happened, didn't we? Well, Simon Peter's feeling really awkward. He's feeling really awkward about this now. And he doesn't know whether he wants to go and see Jesus or not, or what. Anyway, he gets some breakfast, some fish and some bread, and the disciples are all standing there, and they know it's the Lord, but they don't know what to say to him. And Simon Peter doesn't know what to say. He's just standing on the side. And he's feeling bad about himself, and then Jesus comes and walks towards him. Jesus is looking at him. And Simon Peter's feeling really bad. And then Jesus comes, and Simon Peter doesn't want to look at his face, even though Jesus' eyes are looking at him. He doesn't want to look, so he looks down. And what do you see when you're looking down? You see your feet. He sees Jesus' feet, and he sees his feet. And he remembers the last time he saw those feet like that was when Jesus had a towel. And he was going to wash Simon Peter's feet. And Simon Peter said, no, no, Lord, you can't wash my feet. You mustn't wash my feet. And Jesus says to him, Simon, he says, you must let me wash your feet. Because if I can't wash your feet, I can't cleanse you. You must let me do it. So he wants to look up at Jesus. He's feeling really nervous. And he knows that something is going to come. And Jesus walks up to him. He's standing there. Simon Peter's looking down. And as he's standing there, Jesus says something to him. This is what he says.
Simon, do you love me?
Lord, Simon says, you know that I love you.
You need to feed my lambs.
He knows it's not going to just happen one time, but that's the first time Jesus asked him that question. He's feeling really nervous, Simon Peter, because he feels so bad about how he said he didn't know Jesus. And then Jesus looks at him again and he says to him,
Simon, do you love me?
Lord, you know that I love you, said Simon. That was the second time. And now he's feeling really bad because he knows it's not ended yet. It's like drawing a poison out, all the bad that he feels. He knows that Jesus has got to ask this question again. So Jesus' eyes are looking right down into his heart and he says to him,
Jesus, do you love me?
And Simon says, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And then Jesus says to him,
feed my sheep. When you were younger, you got up and you dressed yourself by yourself. You went where you wanted. But when you're older, you'll have your arms spread wide. Someone else will dress you. And they will lead you where you don't want to go. But you need to follow me.
So Simon Peter looks around. He's feeling like he said it 3 times, but he's still feeling nervous. And he looks and he sees John. His disciple says, Jesus, what about John? What about him?
What does it matter if John was here until I came again? What's that to you? You need to follow me.
And now, even to this day, Jesus is alive and he's risen from the dead. You know, he looks at the youngest one of us. Who's the youngest in this boat? He looks at the youngest. Who's the youngest in the room? Got a baby over there somewhere. The youngest. And Carl, you're not the youngest. The youngest in the room. to the oldest in the room. I think Carl was just anticipating that. The youngest to the oldest and everybody in between. You know what Jesus says? Jesus says this. What is that to you if the oldest or the youngest or anybody in between follows? What is really important for every single one of you and every single one of you? Jesus says to you, follow me regardless. And you know, that's what Simon Peter did. He followed. So did John. So did Nathaniel. So did James. They all followed because they knew that Jesus was alive. Jesus Christ is risen. Hallelujah. And that is worth celebrating. So we're going to open our treasure chest and enjoy whatever we got in here. Let me have a look. Oh, we got some of these. Okay. We get some of those in a minute. We got some of this. Ha-ha. We got a party going on. Can you just hold that for me for a minute? That's good. And then we got some treasure. Hey, so if you could just hold that for me there. That's it. That's cool. Yeah, sure. And take that. That's really good. Thank you. That's good. And we've got another one. Who's going to hold this for me for a minute? There you go. That's good. And then we've got, here's a couple of, somebody can hold this one here. That is cool. Okay. This is good. And what we've got in here is, I'm going to hold this one because this has got lots of different wafers in here. You can see that. And we're going to share those around because when Jesus broke bread and shared wine, he said we must do this to remember him. So we're going to say a prayer in a minute to bless this, these wafers that are going to come round. That's it. Don't put your hand over your mouth. That's good. Do you want to just hold something? If you hold that and look after that very carefully for me, that would be really good. Okay. We'll start with a response. Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
I think that's pretty pathetic, actually. Coming out. So Jesus Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you. Thank you for all your amazing gifts, the gift of your love. The gift of bread and wine that help us to celebrate and remember. We thank you that on the night you were betrayed, you took bread and you blessed it. And you said to us, take and eat. Eat this in remembrance that I died for you. And then after supper, he also took, where's my wine? He also took the wine and he said, drink this in remembrance. This is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this to remember me. Lord, we pray that you bless this bread and you bless this wine to us, that we may celebrate and know the fullness of your grace and the fullness of your risen life. Amen.
Amen.
Now, as you know, everybody knows, we're going to bring the wafers round, but we can't all share the wine this time round, but soon we'll be able to do that. We're going to ask one person who will drink some wine on behalf of all of us, but I'm going to ask the people who are going to help me distribute the wafers round to everybody in the room to do so. What I'm going to suggest is that you hold on to your wafer till everybody's got one, okay? And then we all eat the wafer together as a mark of solidarity. So if my team will come and help me, I need these cups, that one. And if you just stay there with me, everybody in the boat, that would be really cool. Hold on. There you go. Keep them, but don't eat them yet, all right? Just hold on to them. Who would like one of these?
Please.
There.
I dropped it.
Do you like a wafer? Just keep a hold of it.
Lucy, not yet.
Just keep a hold of it. 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 Just keep a hold of it.
for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia. Alleluia. For the Lord God Almighty
Everybody got a wafer? Okay, let's eat in solidarity with one another. Remember, Jesus, given for you. And Sarah's going to drink the wine on our behalf. Just where we are at this moment, I'm going to invite you to, I know that for you there may be people who are far off somewhere else you've not been able to see for a while and who are on your heart. We are the communion of saints. God is with those people elsewhere, but just speak out their name and lift them up to God and we'll hold them up together. So feel free to do that out loud so we can hear and hold them up as well. And don't worry if somebody else says a name at the same time, God can make sense of all that. Okay, so let's just remember those who we are thankful for and want to remember this Easter Sunday. Let's do that now.
Okay.
Pray for Pixie. Pixie. Nancy.
For Ella.
And let's also, just in this moment, think of people in other parts of the world, other countries that are in need at the moment. Let's speak out their names together and hold them up before God. Let's do that now. Lord, we lift those countries and those people into your hands, and we lift ourselves. We thank you for your great gift, your risen gift, the gift of bread and wine too that equips us and enables us to serve you in the world. So fill us afresh with your Spirit that we may tell people that you are risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, we're going to go back to our seats and then Tim's going to finish. But before you do, you can have a chocolate.
You got two more songs? What have you got?
So once you've got one, you need to go back to your seat. Okay, there you go. Back to your seat.
All right, so back to your seat. Tomorrow and then I'll
back to your seat.
Close it off.
There you go. Back to your seat. There might be more afterwards.
Okay, so while the treasure is being handed out, why don't we stand together? We're going to continue in worship.
Darkness, we were waiting without hope and without light. So from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word from the throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt. The Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, free in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. To reveal the kingdom coming and to reconcile the lost, to redeem the whole creation, you did not despise the cross. For even in your suffering, you saw to the other side, knowing this was our salvation. Jesus, for our sake you died. Praise the Father, praise the Son. is worthy, for he
God, thank you that you gave your only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For he is risen, and I am risen. Hallelujah. Jesus, you are the living one. You were dead, and now look, you are alive forever and ever. And behold, you are making all things new. You are risen, and I am risen. Hallelujah. And Holy Spirit, thank you that you, the same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead, lives in me today, giving life to my mortal body. He is risen. I am risen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he lead you into the risen life. Amen. Amen. It's been wonderful being together. God bless you. There is fish available with serviettes to be eaten if you want to. Okay?
Odds on, you eat the
hide. No. Do you remember that? I do. Oh, God. That was... We did a fear factor and I had to eat fish eyes.